Hey, it's Whiskey. So I haven't recorded anything in a while, and I should start recording more now that I have more time alone. But I wanted to start back up with a questionnaire just because it's easy and fun, and it's only about 8:30. I've been up for about an hour, but definitely am in no place to do anything dirty. So I am doing the Q&A on the Bay by, let's see, West Bay Ray. Do you have any hobbies outside of GWA? Yeah, I do. I like hiking. I have a little puppy, so that's kind of like a must. Dog training, which is something that I'm studying and all of that good stuff. Netflix. That counts as a hobby, right? Trying to think of what else. Drawing, photography, voice acting, of course. I think that's about it. Do you have a dream car or a dream house? A dream car? Just something like a truck, something roomy. And for a house, I really like the architecture of like cape houses, beach houses. I'd love to live on the beach, that would be incredible. I also really like cabins, I think they're cute and comfy. Is there something you've always wanted to do but never had the nerve to try out, sexual or otherwise? Maybe some bondage stuff. As far as sexual goes. As far as not sexual goes. I'm not sure, really. Traveling alone, definitely, but I've never been able to do that. So, because I'm a pussy, but describe your morning routine as vague or as detailed as you'd like. I get up, my alarm is set for 8:30, but I'm always up earlier. Like I mentioned, I have a puppy, so he starts pulling the blankets off of me when he's ready to get up. And I'll take him out and give him breakfast. And have some breakfast of my own. I am taking a break from the usual stuff for a week or two. And right now, it's more taking it easy, just doing stuff around here. Going for walks in the morning when it's not pouring out like it is today. With both dogs. That's pretty much it. I mean, nothing interesting on. What's one song that you always have to rock out to? Shit. Lately, it's been. Oh my gosh, I have to check. Because I fucking love the music I've been listening to lately. Shit, well, I can't really check because my. I have to come back to this later. Okay, I wish I could listen, but alright. I mean, my playlist or whatever, but I can't. Maybe Best Fake Smile. That's a good one. Don't by Ed Sheeran. Those are both good ones. Do you prefer spontaneous sex or with some buildup? I can't choose just one or the other. Oh my gosh, the cat just jumped down from the loft and scared the hell out of me. I think buildup is pretty good because then it's like, what is a physical feature of a potential lover that you find the sexiest? Eyes and smile. What is a non-physical feature that you find the sexiest? Kindness. As, I don't know, dorky as that sounds. I love that so much. As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be someone that rescues animals. Or a lawyer, but that didn't last long. Yeah. Have you ever surprised yourself with how horny you got at something? Yes. Just a few days ago, actually. It was just. There's one person that manages to just make me crazy, just not even doing anything. It's really freaking crazy. What is your biggest plan for the future? Just to have a family, I guess, and settle down and all that stuff. Is there something you've accomplished that you're particularly proud of? I mean, does graduating high school count? Because those were like the worst fucking 4 years of my life, and I fucking hated every minute of it. I was so happy to graduate. I've also completed a few programs for dog training, so that's good. I did study graphic design for a couple of years, and I participated in some logo design contest and I won first place in one of them, so that was pretty awesome. If you could give one piece of childhood advice to yourself, one piece of advice to your childhood self, what would it be? Just do your thing and fuck everyone else. Not literally though, because you're a child and that would be weird. I mean, people suck, so don't waste your worries on trying to make them, on trying to impress them or just any of that. What advice would you give to your future self? I think the same applies. Do you have any guilty pleasures? Ice cream. Oh my god. Cheesecake. Oh fuck me. I fucking love cheesecake. Pretty much any sweets. Yeah, they're fucking amazing and I love every single one. Are you a morning person or a night owl? I definitely used to be a night owl, but I'm more of a morning person now. And, I like being up in the morning. I mean, like, at first it's like, oh, fuck my life. But you get used to it after a while, and it's nice. Like, normally right now I'd be, like, still wanting to sleep, but I'm, like, wide awake, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Girls, do you shave your bikini line? Yes, I do. And I hate when it's not shaved. Has there ever been something you were unsure if you would find sexy but ended up loving? Riding cock. I was afraid that I'd be too self-conscious and that would make me just super turned off, but I mean, with the right person, it's I could do it all fucking day. Have you ever been so turned on that you literally could not see straight or felt like you could get pushed to your knees by that feeling at any moment? Yes. On Tuesday. I think that was really the first time I've ever felt that. So intense, and I wanted to start doing something in the middle of a restaurant. That's how bad I wanted the person I was with. It was definitely a unique feeling in a very good way, and the other person just fucking loved it, so it made it that much better. What is a sexual fantasy you'd want to come true? Maybe like some public play. I think that would be a lot of fun and really hot. Can't really think of any other actual fantasies that I have. Do you have any music, film, or book recommendations for us? Film? I always go for scary movies. I fucking love scary movies. My favorite is The Conjuring. As far as comedy movies go, Bridesmaids, it's a pretty solid one. Step Brothers, love it. Super Troopers. There's one more that I can't think of right now. But it's one of those ones that whenever it's on, I have to watch it, no matter what. Music, Ed Sheeran. Just anything by Ed Sheeran. Everything by Ed Sheeran. Books. Gosh, I've read so many that it's just. I'm super picky about my books. I read The Girl on the Train and I wasn't crazy about that. But I know it's super popular now and oh shit, what was Dark Places? That was pretty good. Super unsatisfying ending though, in my opinion. Yeah, I'm trying to think of other ones that I really liked. If you could have a drink with any one person, living or dead, who would it be and why? I'm going to go with this super, super cheesy answer and say my boyfriend. Because I can never have enough of him, and I love spending every moment I can with him. Do you have a catchphrase? Or a favorite quote. A catchphrase? No, but I do tend to tell really stupid, cheesy jokes at really random times, including in bed in the middle of fucking. Which, thankfully for me, the person I was with appreciated that. For the most part, it's pretty great that I could just be super dorky and nerdy, and he loved it. I don't know if I have a favorite quote. I do, but it's really personal. What brought you to GWA and what keeps you here? I do not remember what brought me to GWA, and I've tried to think of it so much, and I cannot. What keeps me here? My own creativity needs, and the fact that it's something difficult to find in other places. It's a lot of fun and free, I guess, if that makes sense. Yeah, so I need to go shower now and finish my cup of tea. Thank you, GWA, for listening to all my rambles and not so rambly audios. I really appreciate it. Thank you.